Well, there are some wondering where things are heading with this new direction in the animal identification process, and that includes lawmakers on Capitol Hill. So Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack explained USDA's new animal ID plan this past week to the Senate Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee.
We are in the process of meeting with state ag and commissioners and secretaries this month. We start this process with our team meeting with those folks, and we will begin to develop a sort of a standard for how this could work. Recognizing that once the standard's put in place, it would probably likely focus on lower-cost technology, deal with the issue of confidentiality by ensuring that the federal government wasn't going to be having this massive database of information about people that would be used for purposes other than traceability, and work with folks in terms of the more difficult issues of liability. What we think will happen at the end of this is that there'll be greater cooperation between state and federal government. There'll be greater participation on behalf of those in all sectors, and we'll have a better job of promoting traceability. And at the end of the day, we'll probably reduce the cost overall to the federal government.
And on another note, some lawmakers feel the proposed ag budget for the next fiscal year lacks a bit on conservation funding, but Vilsack disagreed.
We believe that this budget actually appropriates more money to conservation than the previous year. It may not be as much as folks would like to spend, but given the fiscal realities, we thought we did a pretty good job of balancing.
The Agriculture Secretary said before a lot more money is pumped into conservation programs, management issues with those programs need to be addressed.
In making sure that people were applying properly and that people were getting resources for the right type of conservation. So we want to make sure that as we increase and ramp up some of these programs, that we do it in a way that we manage the resources effectively. It will take a couple of years for us to fix this problem because, frankly, we tried to do too much too soon and didn't have enough people.
But, of course, Congress will have the final say as they do on all budget matters. Randall Weisman, Southeast AgNet.